Hello, my name is Evan Jacobs, and welcome to the Orange County Hardcore Scenester Aftermath Podcast. These interviews are part of an ongoing series chronicling the hardcore punk music scene in Orange County, California, and sometimes elsewhere. They are an addendum to the film Orange County Hardcore Scenester. This is a documentary I made that chronicles the 1990s hardcore punk scene. You can stream Orange County Hardcore Scenester on Vimeo. For $2 a month, you can watch every Anadenia film by subscribing to Anadenia Films Unlimited on Vimeo. Links for all this stuff are in each episode description. To support this podcast, please like, rate, and review it. Also, please subscribe to Anadenia Films TV on YouTube, where you can view all of these podcasts in their original video form.
Well, playing with John Clell was kind of a weird story because we had a history. I had known John when he was maybe 16 years old, and that was as a guitar player. But, you know, when you're 16, are you much of a guitar player? Are you much of anything? You're discovering music, right? Then, you know, over time, we sort of grew. Our paths were divergent. We definitely weren't, you know, running hand in hand through Orange County hardcore. I was living up north by the time, I think, that he was doing Outspoken, so it wasn't music I could identify or that I cared about, but I knew he did very well with it. So by the time we came back into each other's lives as older men, I only thought of him as a vocalist. So him suggesting the band to me, or suggesting a band where he was on guitar and I was the vocalist, that came as kind of a surprise. How it came about was John Bunch Forever. Outspoken and No For An Answer both played in the same basement at the John Bunch Forever concert. And he and I just got to talking afterwards, and it was interesting because he has kind of a striking look. You know, John's got sort of this devil beard now, and he's this handsome family man. And, you know, those same traits, like having that sort of a striking look and that sort of a confident presence, things that made me find him kind of powerfully annoying when we were kids, because he didn't seem to have any of the insecurity that guys like me and Gavin had. But as an adult, I was kind of drawn to it. And so we got in a phone conversation months later. Dying was kind of slowing down. I was a little bit fascinated with John after I'd seen him play guitar, and I just kind of wanted to pick his brain and see where he thought his musical future was, and he suggested Shiner's Club almost immediately. Not the name, just he and I doing some kind of really visceral music together.